Was there a pact or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Teenage girls getting pregnant isn't news, but when the principal at Massachusetts Gloucester High School said that 17 students had made a pact to get pregnant at the same time, it raced around the world as another example of American craziness. But now, Carolyn Kirk, the mayor of Gloucester, says despite what the principal told Time magazine, there was no pact.
When we pressed him for specifics about who told him, when was he told, his memory failed.
Principal seemed clear enough in the original story. Maybe he should have been at that news conference.
I wasn't comfortable with having the principal here.
But Christopher Farmer, the school superintendent, was there to explain that, in fact, this might be just the opposite of what it seems.
The question, was there any evidence of a pact, is a different question from, were there a group of pregnant girls who, by virtue of their common circumstance, came together to talk about supporting one another as they bring up their babies.
So, what we thought was a bizarre story of conspiratorial teenage reproduction might simply be a coincidence, and the girls were in fact demonstrating personal responsibility, making the best of it. And how likely is the pact story after all? Because remember, it takes two. So you'd have to have 17 men who, when a teenage girl came up to them and said, let's have sex now, would just go ahead and do it. I mean, what are the chances you'd find 17 men who would... Actually, probably pretty good. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.